From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this local news update. ConocoPhillips today announced the company has made the final decision to build a new billion-dollar drill site on the North Slope. The announcement comes a week after the Trump administration handed the oil company final approvals for the project. The drill site, called Greater Moose's Tooth 2, will be in the federally managed National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Conoco aims to begin construction this winter. The project is expected to employ up to 700 workers. First oil is anticipated in 2021. And the company says it will produce up to 40,000 barrels per day. Greater Moose's Tooth 2 is one of a string of projects oil companies are pursuing in the region. Environmental groups have raised concerns about the pace of oil development happening in the reserve, arguing the federal government isn't doing enough to offset impacts. And President Donald Trump has taken to Twitter to endorse Republican Mike Dunleavy in the Alaska governor's race. The endorsement was among a smattering of endorsements Trump posted Thursday, hours before Dunleavy was scheduled to participate in a broadcast debate against Democrat Mark Begich. At a forum last month, the men were asked to rate Trump's job performance on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the highest. Begich said 4 minus, Dunleavy said 8. The governor's race was shaken up last week when Governor Bill Walker said he could not win against Begich and Dunleavy and ended his campaign. The announcement came days after Walker's lieutenant governor and close friend Byron Mallott resigned over unspecified inappropriate comments. Walker and independent said Begich would be better for Alaska than Dunleavy. And taking a quick look at the weather for the rest of today, rain is expected, highs around 50. Tonight, widespread rain showers and lows around 40. And for Friday, scattered rain showers, highs in the mid-40s. Friday night, numerous rain showers, lows in the 40s. You're listening to KTOO.